to, in some extraordinary circumstance, to call out to Krishna, even for your own health, is not against Uttama Bhakti, because that is not one's real, his real feeling in heart is, I just want to serve Krishna. In other words, that is Anyabhilashita Shita. In his heart, his real feeling is, I just want to serve Krishna. That is my only desire. But if in some extraordinary circumstance, like he's about to die, he calls out, that is not,
it is not considered abhilash.
Anabhilash. Anytime it can be. But anabhilashita denotes natural stage of any person. Mm-hmm. It is called anabhilashita, natural position. If we have any anabhilash, then it is anabhilashita. But in unnatural stage, we have anything, then it is anabhilash. Understand? Again.
Okay. I think the one's natural condition,
normal condition
is,
if anyone has any ambition other than Krishna serving, then it is called anabhilashita.
But
if anything comes in a circumstances when we are not in normal position, then it is called anabhilash. So this anabhilash is quite opposite to bhakti. Anabhilashita. Natural way, in normal position, we should not have any ambition. Because it will be called anabhilashita. Anabhilashita should not be in order. But if a natural position comes and we are not in normal position and anything has been told,
any desire comes,
then it is not so.
It is not our real nature.
No. So it is not opposite to bhakti.
In the English, I think it's the difference, he would know better than me, that it would be desirelessness. In other words, the desirelessness means one's natural condition. Mm-hmm. His natural condition is that he has no desire other than to serve Krishna.
Yeah.
Anything also is here. Yudhishthira Maharaj prayed Krishna that he should give him any boon. Krishna told that you can ask your boon. He told that I want to be so wealthy and I want to have very qualified sons and very qualified wife. This is certainly a kind of anabhilash. Krishna began to laugh. Why you want? He told that if all other person in whole world think that if they do bhajan of Krishna, they will be very poor, and they will have no good samsara. So they don't worship Krishna, you, and they don't do aradhana of you. So I want to sweep away all these vichar,
considerations,
that anyone should not think like so. So I want to show myself that I am doing your aradhana, and by your aradhana I am having so much wealth, so good sons and wife and good sons. So all will incline to do your thing. So I want this.
Yes.
This is against bhakti or not bhakti? Against
it's favorable.
So we should see the motive. And that is why told that the demons want to wrestle Krishna, and in wrestling they may make Krishna so happy, but that happiness of Krishna is not bhakti. And Yashoda rebukes Krishna, and he begins to weep, and the weeping is not against bhakti. So it should be many clear that what is bhakti or not, by symptoms, not by merely taking outwardly vichar. The wishes of the bones of Yudhishthira Maharaj is surely not bhakti. But his mood is so deep that it is any best kind of bhakti. Boita niye chato. Chaliye. You will have to go anywhere.
Will be aparad in prem or aparad in bhakti. And it will be namaparada remi. Anyone feels like so?
Feels that like?
If he remember Radha Krishna, all these vilas, and see always and remember all these. Some persons are so that they will tell that they are doing nonsense. And they are doing nam aparad or anything, aparad. But one who has greed like so, they will never hear all these things. They will gradually grow up there, all these feelings from Vaidhi Bhakti to Haragana.
By always hearing it chanting. How important is it to feel disqualified? While we are hearing and chanting, hearing about these things, how important is it to feel unqualified and Trinadapi, Sanichana, very fallen.
Only separation mood we should feel. That we are meeting and doing all these things. No. Like in Kusmanjali, I want to do service to your Lord. I want that all evils should go away. As Narottam Thakur, he is the best person in the Rupanuga. And he likes so, that all evils should go. And I will be qualified for all these things. Vishaya chariya kabe suddha be man. So we should remember like so all these. Doing it, that Narottam Thakur has preached so many places, whole eastern country. So there should be preaching also.
Preaching is a good way for Krishna Smaranam. Increase in Krishna consciousness. just given some tribute. Not only are you sadhu, but you are also a cheater.
No, I am telling what is right, true. But you have known me in other way.
Yeah.
You have think that I am really sadhu and experienced, but you should know I am telling truly. I'm not that class of sadhu.
This is the mark of Uttama Bhagavan.
Only I'm telling all these things like parrots. Not anything there.
Parrot does not cry. Tears do not come from parrot's eyes. Sometimes he is talking, and then he is flying, and then he is talking nonsense with his friends, but you are only talking Krishna Katha.
And when parrot talks, Tamal Krishna Maharaj would not change. If it was just parrot.
This is true.
He has been cheated.
What?
I know that he has been cheated.
And so many.
And Sat Sarup Maharaj is
so
also
many.
Going to be cheated. You should be careful for me. He is going to be cheated.
Cheater.
He is also making a mood that I am really sadhu, Vaishnava.
We are confused. I admit it.
But I am really telling that I am not that
sadhu. Our confusion is how we are gaining greed for Radha Krishna by chanting Narayan. This is our confusion.
Remember some slokes of Bhagavad and how skillfully explaining something, and you are cheated in these things.
But if you are cheated, then why did my Guru Maharaj tell you to help us? That means he is cheated?
No. No.
So. I think he knew you are trusting you.
Maharaj is telling us to take shelter of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Goswami. So then, if you're a cheater, then they are cheaters. But they cannot be cheaters. Only in the sense that
I'm
Krishna...
telling all these things outward. But anyhow, I appreciate these things. So I tell. But I have no realization or anything. Like parrots.
Yes, like parrot. Because when parrot tastes fruit, it makes more sweet.
A man who is very rich, he doesn't say, I am rich, I am rich. He hides his wealth, so you're doing like that.
Because you know we are thieves, so you are trying to hide your wealth, and so we don't steal everything. Actually, we don't have any ability to steal. We are just waiting for your gifts.
When I see towards me, I see that I'm so... Apso anger, kaam, krodh, lobh, mata. But yet I want Raganuga. I want. I'm not Raganuga, but I want that. I should be Raganuga. Only one. But actually not following.
The Raganuga Bhakta Atraya. Or is it Ragatmika? Can both are Ashraya Tattva?
What means?
Ragatmika and Raganuga Bhakta.
Raganuga and Rupanuga. Some difference. Raganuga and Ragatmika.
Are they both a Sraya Tattva. They both, because they are both giving.
Both are present. But we should know the qualities. All these things of Krishna also, of Ashraya, Radhika, and all Gopika. Sir, of the books of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, explanations.
You have read that Shyamdas Hakim, Hindi? Shyamdas Hakim.
Shyamdas Hakim.
That Hindi translation from...
I have, but I have not read all. But he is something opposite to our Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and our.
Yeah.
He fears from red cloth.
Yeah.
He fears from Tridanda Sannyas.
Yeah. So he has put that
he
newsletter.
Like bull.
Bull?
Bull.
When he sees red.
Seeing red, becomes serious.
But in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are so many mentions of sannyasis.
But they don't... He has overlooked also. Tellings are that no sannyasi or any person, how much qualified, if he will take red cloth or sannyas, everything will be overlooked. They cannot be raganuga. They cannot have the idea of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has fixed in mind.
This is Babaji's idea.
Babaji idea. Not all Babaji, but some.
Because this is Vanashrama.
It has taken all these things, clues from Chaitanya Charitamrita explanation, had done Radha Govindanath. He was also Pakka Sahajya. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been taken. It has been given that Kiva Vipra, Kiva Nyasi, Nyasi here. Kiva Nyasi, Kiva Vipra, Kiva Nyasi, Sutra Keno Noy. Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta Sehi. And we have seen in the past times of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that all wear red cloths, all wear sannyasi. All.
Paramananda.
Rayaramananda.
Paramananda.
Sarup Damodar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Madhavendra Puri.
Paramananda Puri. Nine mool root.
Yeah.
All sannyasi. Keshavati is told to be Mayavadi, but he was not Mayavadi at all. He adopted the theory of Vaishnava. He was so called Mayavadi. Truly he was Vaishnava.
Bhava Ichamayi. Danishta Sundalata. What is their mood?
They are Sakis.
They're Sakis, but isn't Saki Sambhog?
Not Tatpad Ichabhavami.
Which are they?
Kundalata is like Lalita Vishakha. Shyamala Bhadra in Kottagal. And Dhanishta is only Sakhi. Somewhat giving preference to Krishna.
Preference to Krishna. But does that always mean Sambhog?
Sambhogmayi also. All are Sambhogmayi.
Even Kundalata.
Kundalata and
Dhanishta.
Rukmanjari, all Sambhogmayi. But not direct. Only Manjaris are also demand Sambhog. But they have the taste pro Radhika and Lalita Visha. Not direct. So they are Kamatmika. But they directly don't. Dhanishta is Sakhi. And she also wants, but she is like Dasi. Because in age she is so much
younger.
But not like Rukmanjari and Rasimanjari. they are more qualified than Dhanishta.
Is
In Dwarka. What? Krishna's children. And they are in what rasa? Shatya
Samaj. Yeah.
Yo, do you want to put the window off?
What?
Krishna's children and grandchildren. They are in what rasa?
They are in Dasharas.
With awe and reverence.
Huh?
With Aishwarya.
With Aishwarya, they are in Dasharas. But there are so many Lalya Dasya. Lalya Palya Dasya. They are Dasya. But yet, Krishna takes them in their in his lap,
yeah,
and do lalan and palan. But a special kind of dasya, not like Hanuman and all of us.
Special affection.
But they are in category of dasya.
And Draupadi?
Draupadi in category of Aishwaryamayi friend.
Sucker.